This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Oh yeah. Game 53, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm your boy Sam, chilling here in London, UK, and it is time to break down the last Toronto Raptors game before the All-Star break of the 2014-2015 NBA season. And it's been a good quote-unquote first half of the season. I don't really know why we call it the first half. We're already past halfway through. But the best start in franchise history in 20 years. The Toronto Raptors, with a record of 35-17, currently sitting in second place in the Eastern Conference. And if it wasn't for a ridiculously long win streak by the Atlanta Hawks, the Raptors might be sitting in that top spot in the Eastern Conference. So, a phenomenal year for them. Also having a good year, though, is the Raptors' opponents, the Washington Wizards, who are just behind the Raptors, sitting in third place in the East at 33-20. So this game took place February 11th, 2015. Last time these two teams met, the Raptors needed OT because of the truth, Paul Pierce, who, as I mentioned in that podcast, is the all-time leading scorer against the Raptors. He drained a late three to force the extra period, but the Raptors, I believe it was Lowry, took over in that one, and the Raptors able to come through with the W. And it wasn't just Paul Pierce who had a great game against the Raptors. They also had John Wall, of course, and his talented backcourt partner Bradley Beal. But luckily for the Raptors, no Bradley Beal tonight. Not exactly sure what happened, but I think he rolled an ankle or he got a minor injury in the last game, so he will not be suiting up against the Raptors tonight. And there was even a rumor that John Wall, who had re-sprained an ankle, might not play tonight, but he wound up suiting up. Dude is a little too talented, bit of a warrior. Just let a little minor tweak keep him out of the ballgame. Alright, so let's get into it. We're all set up. Here we go. First quarter. DeMar DeRozan starting off very nicely. First two possessions, Raptors. He gets two free throws and a mid-range jumper. And at the 11-minute mark, super exciting play here. One of the highlights of the game, actually, came out really early. Kyle Lowry with the steal. He breaks up court and throws the alley-oop pass to Amir Johnson on the right side, who goes up and got a lot higher than I'm used to seeing Amir getting. And he goes up, catches it with two hands, and throws it down and one. Unfortunately, he missed the free throw, so it took a little bit of that excitement away, but still a great play. Raptors 6-2 early off in the ballgame. 8-minute mark, James Johnson, after picking up his second foul, has to step out. And he'd given us 4 good minutes already. I think he already had a couple of points, a couple of rebounds, a couple of dimes. But Lou Williams steps in for him, and Lou, coming off a rough game last game, I believe he was 0-5 of 0-6, no points. And you know you're not going to keep Lou down for long. And in fact, Lou got off right away. Very first possession that he's on the floor, he hits a mid-range jumper. Wizards come the other way. Paul Pierce with an unforced turnover, which, I'm not going to lie, that's nice to see. I don't usually like to see people play bad. I like to see my team just play better. But in this case, I'm going to take it because Paul Pierce has hurt us enough over his career. So he has an unforced turnover, and Lou Williams comes back the other way and draws 2 free throws on the fast break. So that's 4 points in about 30 seconds for him. And the Raptors have a 4-point lead, 12-8, with about 7.5 minutes to go. The Wizards, though, use the next 3.5 minutes to claw back and tie the game up at 16. And that is when Kyle Lowry gets into the scoring. 4:08 mark from the left wing, off the dribble, 4-3, nothing but net. Raptors up 3, 19-16. The Wizards, though, come back. They wind up taking a 1-point lead. But at the 1:57 mark, Tupac, with the defense and the quick hands here, steals an outlet off of Marcin Gortat, who had just got a defensive rebound. He was looking for the long outlet, but Tupac there to deflect it, grab it, and then flip it down to Jonas. And Gortat actually almost stole it back, so Jonas with the good hands to catch a deflected pass and go up for the uncontested throwdown. Raptors up 1, 23-22. But Gortat wasn't the only one having trouble holding on to the ball. The Raptors were also turning the ball over with a bit too much regularity in that first quarter. And with 50 seconds to go, Kyle Lowry gets stripped on the drive for the Raptors' sixth turnover of the quarter. And John Wall goes in for the fast break dunk. And by the way, the Wizards just owning us in the paint in that first quarter. With that dunk, that gave the Wizards 25 points, 22 of them in the paint. So yeah, that's going to push your percentage up pretty high. But Lou Williams, he came to play in this ball game. He came back with two free throws and hit a leaning bank shot with 6 seconds to go. The Raptors reclaimed the lead 27-25. And the Wizards countered the Raptors' six turnovers with five of their own. So helping us out a little bit. And like I said, Raptors with a two-point lead going into the second. All right, 11:47 mark. Sweet Lou keeps it rolling. Remember, he scored the last 4 points for the Raptors in that first quarter. 11:47 mark. He triples off the dribble from the left wing. Raptors up 5, 30-25. 47 seconds later, 11-minute mark. Lou Williams with the drive. This time he kicks it to T. Ross in the left corner. T. Ross kind of bobbles the pass, but then quickly swings it to Grevis Vasquez, who's camped out on the left wing. He drains that three ball. Raptors up 33-25. 41 seconds later, Lou Williams draining his second three ball of the quarter from the left wing, which, by the way, is the exact same spot that he drained the first one and where Vasquez just drained one. So that's three straight for the Raptors, and suddenly the lead is 9. Looking good. Momentum swinging our way. But Rasul Butler snatches that momentum right back. And he answers the Vasquez, or the Lou Williams three, with a deep right wing three ball of his own. Lead down to 6. 7-minute mark, the Wizards have clawed their way all the way back to just a 1-point deficit coming off of a Drew Gooden line drive J. If you don't know, he is the nephew of Dwight Doc Gooden, the phenom pitcher from the New York Mets. Most notably on that 86 World Championship team, which is one of my favorite teams of all time. And Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry were my heroes in the summertime back in the day. When there was no hockey going on, it was all about the boys of summer, and it was all about the straw man and Doc. I used to get their numbers shaved in the back of my head. So crazy love for those guys. And talk about some athletic genetics. I mean, a baseball player is your uncle, and that translates into Drew Gooden being a pro basketball player. Some guys, man, just win that DNA lottery, I guess. So Drew Gooden, though, taking some arc off. He hits a line drive, Jay. And like I said, the Wizards are only down one off of that, 37-36. And then another guy that I'm a huge fan of, talked about him plenty of times in this podcast, Andre Miller, the crafty veteran who's got the skills, 5:34 mark. He's able to go coast to coast, blow by three Raptors in their own end, and get all the way to the rim for the uncontested layup. And you know, I'm not even mad. I mean, if I hadn't watched much Andre Miller, I would be, but that's what he does. He gets into these positions, he's able to score in the paint, he's not faster than anyone, he doesn't jump higher than anyone, the dude just makes the right decision. And I'm just a big fan of that. So nice play by Andre Miller. And with that, the Wizards are up 1, 38-37, an 8-1 run from them. And during that stretch, the Raptors were ice cold. In fact, they went 6 minutes and 40 seconds without a field goal. So what a weird start. You drain 3 threes right off the bat, and then nothing. Until the 3:40 mark, where DeMar DeRozan able to get to the rim for the layup. 40 seconds later, Kyle Lowry, toe on the line, he pulls up from the right wing, drains a deep two. And the 2:32 mark, James Johnson, great work on the defensive end, able to block Paul Pierce on a mid-range pull-up. Not the easiest task to block cleanly out there. He gets a piece of the ball, Raptors scoop it up, they go the other way, and Lowry gets into the paint, shows a little poise, he just hesitates, lets the defense shift about 6 inches past him, and then just puts up a little push shot up and over the rim and in. Raptors up 4, 45-41. Then the Raptors hustling hard here. DeMar DeRozan, 4-3, misses. Gets his own rebound, goes to the hole, misses, but goes to tip in his own miss, misses the tip in, but Amir Johnson, following DeMar's example, gets in there and grabs the offensive rebound for the Raptors' third offensive rebound of the possession, and the possession ends with Kyle Lowry dropping a dime to DeMar DeRozan, who never stopped moving on the play. He was cutting baseline, and then he gets fouled on a little right baseline pull-up. Excellent hustle there by DeMar. 47-43 Raptors. 1 minute to go in the half. Kyle Lowry getting in on the offensive rebound act. He snags one. The Raptors swing it around to James Johnson, who drives and finishes with the finger roll. Raptors still up 4, 49-45. Wizards get a couple points back, but the Raptors have a 2-point edge at halftime, which is pretty good news considering they're only shooting 37.5% from the field. But Raptors doing an excellent job from the free throw line, 13 of 15. Particularly Lou Williams and DeMar DeRozan, who have 10 of those makes. They were 10 of 10 combined versus the Wizards, who were 6 of 10 from the free throw line. So Raptors with a 7-point edge from the charity stripe and a 2-point edge overall. We'll take it. Third quarter we go, and the half starts out beautifully. DeMar DeRozan with a beautiful drive and finish. And then on defense, Amir Johnson with the steal. Looking like the Raptors are about to steal some momentum here, but Nene snatches it back by stealing the ball right back at midcourt, and he goes in for the open dunk. And the Brazilian big man, I mean, you can't hate on Nene either. The dude's got skills. The dude is tenacious. Been a fan of his for a long time. 8:07 mark. John Wall with two free throws, and with that, the Wizards are back up by two, 57-55. So the Raptors not able to squeeze it out and hang on to that early momentum they got. But Kyle Lowry countering John Wall, his starting all-star backcourt teammate, by draining a right-wing three-ball in Wall's face. 58-57 Raptors. The Wizards, though, respond with a Nene jumper and a Paul Pierce three. And then Paul Pierce at the 5:51 mark, able to tip in his own miss. Wizards going on a little bit of a run. DeMar DeRozan coming down, hoping to stop it, but he turns it over. John Wall comes the other way. He misses a three ball, but Nene, another offensive rebound. He whips it over to Paul Pierce, and the truth is true from deep, draining the three ball. And just like that, the Raptors are suddenly down 9, 67-58, a 14-3 run for the Wizards. Paul Pierce doing damage with 8 of those points in about 2.5 minutes. Yikes. But luckily, the Raptors have a talented two-guard as well in DeMar DeRozan. Double D, 4:52 mark, answering one of those Paul Pierce threes with a left corner three ball of his own with John Wall all over him and the shot clock winding down. Big bucket there. Wizard lead down to 6, 67-61. But the Wizards, man, they got talent. And John Wall, he's tired of seeing those three balls go down in his face. And he brings it down the other way. 3:20 mark, he alley-oops Otto Porter, who gets way up. He's almost looking down at the rim when he finishes. And he throws it down with two hands. And with that dunk, the Wizards have a double-digit lead, 73-63, their largest of the game. But DeMar fighting back. He comes back with two free throws. And then at the 2:35 mark, with the penetration, finding Grevis Vasquez camped out in his favorite spot, which is high on the right wing, which, by the way, is the deepest spot. I mean, those high wings are the deepest spots to shoot threes, but Vasquez seems to love those spots, and he buries it from deep. Raptors down 5, 73-68. Big shot there, big play by DeMar with the setup. 1:33 mark, crazy sequence here. Paul Pierce with the air ball from three. It looked like, I'm not sure if it was blocked or not, but he had a pretty decent look from three, and he comes up well short. However, Marcin Gortat, the big Polish center, he's underneath. The ball lands pretty much right in his hands, so he goes up for the uncontested layup. But Tupat flies in and erases that, blocks him off the backboard. Raptors break the other way. Grevis Vasquez tries the alley-oop to Amir Johnson, who is busting up the middle, but Paul Pierce hustles back. He's able to get a hand on the alley-oop and just tip it away, but the ball goes right to Sweet Lou, who is cutting to the basket from the left side. He lays it in off glass, and in fact, the ball actually got goaltended by John Wall. He touched it after it hit the backboard, but it still went in. And the refs did not call the goaltend still, which is weird. And that was the start of some questionable officiating by the refs. And you'll definitely be hearing more on that as this breakdown continues. So, with that basket, the Raptors then down only 3, 73-70. 51.8 seconds to go. Grevas Vasquez doing more good work with a gorgeous drive and then goes to the left hand from almost underneath the basket and flips it up off high glass to answer a marching Gortat who had just hit a jumper. So Raptors still down 3, 75-72. 15 seconds to go. The referee is getting into the game with a terrible call here. They award John Wall 2 free throws on the continuation. But the Raptors, or DeMar DeRozan fouled Wall on the perimeter. Raptors had one to give, and DeMar was clearly trying to give the intentional foul. It was well before the shot. And after DeMar fouled him, Wall goes into the act and flips one up, and they give him 2 free throws. So, poor call there. Kind of award the Wizards a couple of free points. And then the Raptors go back the other way, and with 5 seconds to go, Sweet Lou, on the left wing, gets fouled shooting a 3. Clearly, but the referees call it on the floor. They do not want to give him the 3 free throws. And any Raptor fan knows that Lou, he hasn't had one yet this ball game. He's due. He gets fouled shooting a 3 at least once a ball game. And this one, it was really clear. Luckily, the referees, though, go to the replay, check it out, and they wound up awarding him the free throws. I didn't realize they could do that. I didn't know that they could change that type of call from a shooting foul, a non-shooting foul, to a shooting foul, but I guess they can. So in any event, nice work there. I mean, if I was a Wizards fan, I might be a little bit annoyed, but they did just get gifted a couple of points on the previous possession, so not a lot to complain about. And Lou Williams, by the way, also nice work, because he was pretty upset after not getting the call, and he kind of started dancing around a little bit, but you could see him sort of realize that he might get a tech, so not add to the problem, and he just calmed himself down and walked back, and the refs wind up making the right call. So Lou goes to the line, he makes all 3, and with those 3 free throws, the Raptors only down 1, 76-75, so coming back from down 9. Big close to the quarter there. Fourth quarter we go, 11-18 mark. James Johnson and Grevas Vasquez playing the two-man game to perfection. It ends with JJ flipping it off to Vasquez, who again is camped out in his favorite spot on the right wing. He drains the deep 3 ball. That gives the Raptors the lead back, 78-76, for about 5 seconds. Because at the 10:54 mark, Garrett Temple answers that with the 3 ball. Wizards back up 1, 79-78. Fast forward to the 9:01 mark. James Johnson. After Drew Gooden had a nice putback tip in, James Johnson with a 17-foot pull-up shot to answer. Raptors down 1, 81-80. But Drew Gooden, dude was catching fire. And at the 6:25 mark, he hits another line drive. I'm talking zero arc on this shot, but deadly accurate. He drains it. And that gives the Wizards a 5-point lead, 85-80. So getting a little concerned here. Move to the 5:47 mark. Amir Johnson doing nice work protecting the rim on Rasul Butler, who looked like he had an open lane to the basket, but Amir makes it difficult. Butler with the miss. Raptors come the other way. Kyle Lowry from the left corner draining the 3 ball, cutting the lead down to 1, 85-84. Huge shot by the point guard. Next couple of possessions, Lou Williams and Drew Gooden, who's still hot, drain buckets. But Lou staying hotter, 4:45 mark, draining a 3 ball off the dribble from the left wing. Raptors regain the lead, 89-87. But the truth, 12 seconds later, with the mid-range jumper to tie it up at 89. And we've got a ball game, ladies and gentlemen, all knotted up with 4.5 to go. Or a jump to 3.5 minutes to go, 3:37 mark. Gorgeous teamwork by the Raptors. Kyle Lowry has a look at a three, but not a great one, so he passes it up, kicks it over to Tupat. Tupat's got a decent look on the right wing, but he kicks it down to Sweet Lou in the right corner. Lou, who's got a sliver of a look, but he comes up with the pump fake, shakes his defender, and then he goes into automatic motion, just takes one dribble to his left, as he loves to do, and with just a hint of fade, puts up the three ball and drains it to break the tie. Raptors up 92-89. Money shot by the point guard, Sweet Lou. Dude's got mad skills. And then DeMar DeRozan, double D with the D. With the steal, that leads to Amir Johnson getting fouled and splitting a pair of free throws. Raptors now with a four-point lead, 93-89. And that leads to another wild sequence. The Wizards on offense with the miss, but they tip out an offensive rebound that goes almost all the way back to their own end. I mean, not almost all the way. It goes all the way back to their own end, pretty much into their key. And Kyle Lowry, John Wall, and Garrett Temple are in a foot race from the Raptors' key to get this ball. Lowry beats them to it by going for a full-on baseball slide. I'm talking, it looked like Kyle Lowry was going for the winning run, game 7th, at bottom of the 9th of the World Series. He fully outstretches, gets the ball, but he's not able to fully secure possession. He's trying to call a timeout, and Garrett Temple able to rip it from him while he's lying on the floor, suffering from what looked like some nasty floor burn. I don't know, he kind of hurt his hand on the play. Temple rips it, gives it to Wall. They go back the other way with the loose ball. And then Paul Pierce on the drive gets a gift, an absolute gift of a call from the refs. Amir Johnson was there to draw the charge, but they called the block on him. Unbelievable. I saw the replay. I just don't know. I don't know how. I don't know how they made that call. Amir with a great awareness to see Pierce driving. He had just got taken deep underneath the basket, and he hustled to get his feet outside at the top of the inner arc, and Pierce bowls him over. They give the truth two free throws. But the truth steps to the charity stripe, and the truth experiences a little bit of ball don't lie. That's right, he misses the first clutch free throw. Big one there, makes the second, however, and the Raptors have a three-point lead, 93-90. And then it starts to get really interesting. John Wall and Kyle Lowry start to go at it. Lowry taking it to Wall on the left side. Wall playing some nasty defense, so he forces Lowry to miss. Comes back the other way, and from the right wing, John Wall, the former number one overall pick, starting in the backcourt for the Eastern Conference, ties up the game with the three ball with just 2 minutes to go. 93-93. What a ball game. So the Raptors come back the other way. They get a couple of good looks at three, at two, not able to hit, but the Wizards at the other end also unable to hit. And the score stays locked at 93. Raptors have the ball with 30 seconds remaining. About 10 seconds differential, game clock, shot clock. The ball gets worked into DeMar DeRozan's hand on the right wing. He goes to the behind-the-back dribble to get a little penetration, almost loses it to John Wall when he's trying to gather. He's got Paul Pierce draped all over his left hip. DeMar flat-footed, elevates to his right, and fades, floats up about a 15 to 17 footer from the right free throw line extended. Nothing but the bottom of the net. DeMar DeRozan with the huge, difficult, athletic, clutch shot. And the Raptors with a 2-point lead, 95-93. Wizards ball, 13 seconds to go, down two. And they go to John Wall, the all-star, on the drive with 8 seconds to go, taking it right at Lowry. Amir Johnson chasing, trying to give help, but I don't think Kyle needed it. Kyle Lowry backpedaling, able to outstretch and get his fingertips on the ball and block John Wall on the drive. Unfortunately, he goes out of bounds off of Lowry, but great clutch defense by the point guard, the general, the all-star, Kyle Lowry. Phenomenal play. So 8 seconds to go. Wizards still have the ball with a chance to tie or win the game. Raptors with a foul to give. And the referees show up yet again. Weird play here. The Wizards inbounds the ball. And then with just 3 seconds to go on the shot clock, John Wall has it with about 28 feet on the left wing. Lowry goes to grab him, which he successfully does around the stomach and back. Intentional foul. Referees decide not to call it. Play on. So John Wall goes up with it. He curls around the screen. Gets a decent look, but he's still deep, about 27, 28 feet. And he comes up long off back iron. And that's it. Raptors win by two. 95-93. DeMar DeRozan with the game winner. And Lowry with the clutch defense at the end. And the referees with the strange non-call. I mean, I don't know what would have happened, but it should have been the Wizards inbounding the ball with about 3 seconds to go. But you know what? I'm not complaining. We will take it. We will absolutely take it. So the Raptors, with that win, improved to 36-17. That's 19 games over 500. Second place overall in the East going into the All-Star break. Couple of games of separation between them and the Washington Wizards. And in fact, the Wizards, with that loss, dropped down. I'd mentioned how tight this spots 2-6 are becoming. 2-5 in particular, but now even closer, 2-6 in this Eastern Conference. The Wizards lose that. They drop to a tie for fourth. Practically fifth with Cleveland. So Cleveland on a tear. They're 9-1 on their last 10. They won last night again, easy against the Heat. So the Raptors, 36-17, got the Bulls behind them. 3 games behind them at 33-20. So a little bit of separation between the Raptors right now and the third place, fourth place, and fifth place pack. And the Atlanta Hawks starting to come down a little bit. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games because last night, wow, they lost a super tight one. It was unbelievable. And by the way, the Raptors are going to be playing the Hawks in their next regular season game. But the Hawks lose to the Boston Celtics 89-88 in a crazy finish in which Kyle Korver, I think, blew 2 out of 3 free throws late. And then Evan Turner comes in and hits the floater to win it with 0.2 seconds to go. So crazy ball game there. And the other news around the league, like I mentioned, Cleveland with the win, and the Golden State Warriors squeezing by against Minnesota, and my boy Andrew Wiggins, he had a chance with his team down one to squeeze a loose ball, but he just couldn't get his hands around it, and Steph Curry could, and he wound up going to the free throw line to ice the game with free throws. But if Wiggins would have got that, he would have had the ball with his team down one with just a few seconds to go in Golden State's end. In a scramble possession, so tough one there. A little growing pains for the rookie. That one hurts. All right, but let's get back to our ball game. Let's hit up this box score. And Nene, like I mentioned, he had a heck of a ball game. 7 of 8 from the field, 14 points, but only 4 rebounds somehow. Strange. And Marcin Gortat, he had a decent game. He had 9 points, 8 rebounds, but wasn't really a factor. Don't remember thinking much of him. The guy who really stood out in this ballgame was Drew Gooden. Like I mentioned, he was 5 of 12 from the field, but 10 points and 12 rebounds. 29 minutes. And he was really the best they got. I mean, aside from John Wall, you expect a good game out of him. He had 21 points and 8 assists, 7 of 15. But decent game from him. But on the Raptors side, from an individual perspective, Lou Williams properly came to play, 8 of 16, 7 of 7 from the free throw line, 27 points overall. And DeMar DeRozan, of course, with the game winner, he was 6 of 18 from the field, 23 points. But of course, the big number for DeMar, 10 of 10 from the free throw line. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, when DeMar DeRozan has double-digit free throw makes, the Raptors win ball games. That's all there is to it. And as a team, they squeaked up to shoot 40.8%. So not in the 30s, but luckily for the Raptors, doesn't even matter luckily, just I guess for stat-wise, at least they're above 39%, but 40.8 is still not good shooting. And really, overall, you look at the stats, the Raptors doesn't look like they should have won this game overall. All right, you've got the Wizards who shot nearly 46% to the Raptors 40%. They out-rebounded the Raptors by 30, 50-37. They had 8 more assists. Pretty close on the steals and the blocks. Pretty close on the turnovers. But the big numbers here were 3-pointers and field goals. Raptors, 11 of 26 to the Wizards, 5 of 21. But really, for me, the big number, I mean, the Raptors, 22 of 26 from the free throw line. That is some great shooting. 84.5% to the Wizards, 10 of 16. So Raptors with 10 more attempts and 12 more makes in a 2-point victory. That is huge. Although I will say for the Wizards, I mean, if they were just 6 of 21, they win this ball game. So both numbers important. But props to the Raps. I mean, they finish this first half of the season on a lovely 3-game win streak after dropping a couple of nasty losses. To come back and beat the Clippers, the Spurs, and then gut one out against the Wizards. That's going to help. That's going to build some confidence. That's going to leave some good feelings going into the All-Star break. All right, so that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. Like I mentioned, the next game isn't until February 20th, so it's 8 days from now. So the only other Raptor action we're going to get is watching our boy Kyle Lowry starting in the All-Star game. So shout out to Kyle, only the 3rd Raptor ever to do it. Earn a start in the All-Star game. Big props to him there. And a little bit of a break for me. Alright, so we will catch you all in 9 days. Thanks for all the love. Thanks for all you people around the world. Got loads of Aussies hitting it up now. Got people in Argentina. Hola. Bienvenidos. Alright. Good day, mate. Cheers. Thanks, everyone, for checking out the podcast. I appreciate it. It gives me a little bit more fire every time I record. And especially when the Raptors come up with a W, it certainly makes it a lot easier to sit here and get ready to go and roll in and represent for these T-Raps. All right, I'm your boy, Sam, here in London, UK, with my little doggy Snoop. Peace.